You were holding Daf Kufay Yom Aleph. The Daf Gan Leshayla was that the Mishnah said, if someone says, Arayel Mincha, so locker is Yavi Eza Shiyotza. But if Yehuda was the one that said, Yehuda Aime Yavi Mincha Sasoilis, Shim Yuchedesh Sheb Menachas, that's the special one. So now goes to explain, Tana, what's the reason why? Again, the last one we had was, Hurl Apostle Vakas Vatkhila. Since the Apostle starts off by Menachas, saying with Mincha Sasoilis, that's the best one. More says, if so, Elamiat is so, I'm a real I oil, somebody says, a real I oil, a carbon oil, who are din Yavi ben Bokar, is a locker is supposed to bring a ben Bokar, her l'apostle makas of Chila, since the apostle starts off saying by a carbon oil, Bokar, or else if somebody says, min hatsoin, is a locker is that Yavi kevis, he has to bring a kevis, her l'apostle makas of Chila, since the apostle starts talking about it first, or else if somebody says, min oif, from a bird, is the locker that Yavai term that you have to bring term and pigeons? Hoyul apostle by kasat chilam. Since the apostle starts talking about birds, oifres, it says term first. Havad is not that way. Even though the Torah starts off with an oila with a bokar or with sign with a keves or oif with turim, is loved after you have to bring that. And what's the proof? Because if so, Allah matanan, how come we learned that if somebody says hareyelai oila, I have a chiva promised to bring a korban oila? The locker is Yavi Kevis. If he wants to, he can bring a Kevis. You see, you don't have to bring a Bokom. You can go straight to bring a lamb if you want. The Blaz of an Azayi Oimer, Tur, Oy Ben Yoina. If you want to bring an Oif for an Oila, you can bring a Tur or a Ben Yoina. And Vilei Pligit is no Machlaikis. Vilei Polo Gebuta, Buda doesn't argue over there. The Hilakur of Yuda agrees that by Korban Oila, you do not have to bring a Bokor, even though the Pasuk starts off first with the Bokor. But you could bring a keves, a lamb. When you bring oifes, you don't have to dafka bring a turim. You could bring a tur or a ben yoina. So even though the pasuk starts off with this, with turim, is lav dafka, you have to bring that. And so it's a question that our Mishnah, what does Yehuda say? If somebody says a raya lai mincha stam, that he has to bring a mincha solis, why? Why is that called mufchar shebe menachas? So where it says, el rather, mai miyuchedesh shebe menachas, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? This is the Mechedes, the special Mincha. The less like Shem Levoy, it has no other nickname to it. Rashi says, Shnikras, Mincha Stam. It's called the Mincha Stam. Because Rashi says, the Shar Menachas, other Menachas, Yeshlem Shem Levoy, they have like another name to it. Either it's called Minchas Machavas, or Minchas Macheshes, or Minchas Mape. They have other names to it. But what's the Minchas called Stam Mincha? That's the Minchas Feilus. So more still is, I what Tanya was learned, Hoyle Posach Ba Kosav Chila, Kamar, the Chor the Brisa still says that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Mashma there is such a Svara. Since when the Posach starts talking about the Menachot, it starts off with Mincha Felis, Mashma that's the main Mincha. So more says no, Hochi Kamar, this is what the Brisa means to say. Ezeyo Mincha Miuchedesh Be Menachos, the Lestle Shem Levaya, which Mincha is a special Mincha that has no other name to it, just called the Mincha Stam? That's the mincha the Torah starts talking about first, which is the minchas haselus. So Morris says, Pshita, minchas haselus kamar. If so, what does the Bryce have to say? Let it just say stam, a mincha haselus. So Morris says, true, but the Bryce is simna v'yam, is giving you a simin, is giving you a sign to remember. If you want to remember which one is called the mincha stam, what's the mincha? What's the miyuchedesh of menachos? That's a minchas haselus. What's the simin to remember it? It's because the pasuk starts off talking about this mincha first. Rashi says simna biyamo legirsa shlo you shouldn't forget or make mistakes. Eiz the mincha kamer of Yehuda the yavoi so simin zayeb yachol. This should be the simin in your hand. That will the what zusha pasuk v'akosu tchila. The mincha the Torah starts talking about first. That's the one the pasuk that's called. The Miuchedes Sheb Mincha. That's a Stam Mincha. Therefore, that's Pshang Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody says a Re'elai Mincha, a Stam Mincha means a Minchas Haselus.
Yeah. Then it says in the Mishnah, if he says Mincha or else Minha Mincha, so Mishnah says Yovi Yachas. He means to bring one Mincha, any type he wants. So, Boy Rapova, Papa has to shout like this. What's going to be if somebody says a Re'elai Mine Mincha? He didn't say the word Minha Mincha. But he said minei, but that's Lashon Rabin, but he said the word mincha. So ma, what does it mean to say? Kiven the yoma minei, since he said Lashon of minei, maybe tarati kama. He meant to bring two menachas. or my mincha, I ended off the word mincha. What he meant to say is the kula menachas, nami mincha mikrin. Like all the menachas are also called mincha. Even though it's Lashon Yochid, but it means a rabbi who can mean a few. The pasuk says, v'zois teres ha-mincha. This is the Torah of all the menachas, and it says Lashon of ha-mincha. So also when the person says, herei alai minei mincha, may be meant to bring two different types of menachas. Or duma maybe know, kivan diyama mincha, since he said the word mincha, chod mincha kamer, it only means one. He only has to bring just one mincha. If so, my minei mincha, what do you mean to say minei mincha, which is mashma, two different types of menachas? Hochikom, this is what he meant to say. Me minei mincha, from like the different types of menachas there are, the five different types, chod mincha lai, one of those five, whichever one I choose is upon me. So that's the question, what does the person mean when it says lashon of like this, of minei mincha? Yes, the more so like this, Yatoshma coming here, says the Mishnah was, the person says mincha min ha-mincha, I want to bring a mincha, or else he says min mincha. So then we say yov yachas, he has to bring one mincha. But mashma, because he said the lashon of min, was also mashma one. Mashma ha mine mincha, if he would have said the word harei alai mine types of mincha, shtayim, mashma have to bring two menachas. Because mashma from our Mishnah, if he says mine mincha, means two. So he says, no, if salim is, let's look at the sefer of the Mishnah. He says, somebody says harei alai menachas, Rossi says min minochis, then yovishtein, then you have to bring two. Mashma ha mine mincha, he doesn't say the word minochis, just the word mincha, even though he says the word minei, chode, you only have to bring one. So again, elamihol nekla mashma minoch. For now, Mishnah can't bring any proof. Our Mishnah can be medayik both ways, so you don't have a proof. The guy says mine mincha, what's the main, what does he mean? Does he mean two, or does he mean one? We don't know yet. So Tashma, come another proof from the Mishnah. Mishnah says also, a guy says, min menachis alai. Somebody says, min menachis alai. I have to want to bring a type of menachis. So, yovishtei menachis. He has to bring at least two menachis. Menachis means two, he has to bring two menachis. What does it mean if he says, mi min echod? So, yovishtei menachis min echod. He has to bring like the one mincha twice. Any one of the five he chooses to bring, he has to bring two of them. Because he said min menachas, mean one type, but menachas two. So mashma ho mimine mincha, the word is said mimine, a few of mincha, chada, mashma only means one. So only because the lashon of menachas, it means two. Mashma, what is said the word mincha, it only means one. Tzmor says no. Dilma may be ho mine mincha, the word is said the word mine mincha, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minim. Maybe then he would have meant to say, I have to bring two menachas. I, Hakaman only says the word of min menachas, because if he would have said minei, then he has to bring two different types. When he just says min menachas, it means one type, whichever one he wants, but two of them. But if he would have said the word minei mincha, maybe means two different types of menachas. So you have naraya. Yeah. Could be minei mincha, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei, he has to bring two different types. But they must still know, for Allah Tananoch, we didn't learn like this. For Allah Tananochi, we learned, min minochis alai. Somebody says, harei alai min minochis. So, maybe shtei minochis, min minechet. If he wants to bring solus, he has to bring two minchas solus. What's the way the guy says, minei minochis alai? Mashpachlo, he said both Lashon Rabbim. Minei two, and minochis two alai. Then the locher is, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minim. He has to bring taka two different types of menachas. Shtei menachas, to bring two menachas from two different minim. So it's mashma though only here because he said minei menachas. Mashma ho minei mincha, would have just been minei mincha, lashon yochid, chada, it's mashma only one. So not like you're dig to mashma's two, here it's mashma because only one. So it says no. Maybe do you tell me, no, sure, there's Bryce, and maybe Dilma, Homani Rebbe Shimon. This Bryce goes according to Rebbe Shimon. The Yama that he holds, Machsa Chalais or Machsa Rikikin. If you want to bring a Minchas, which Minchas is that again? If the guy says a real life Minchas Mafatana, so we have before Machlaikis that all 10 have to be Rikikin, or all 10 have to be Chalais. Rebbe Shimon is the one that says no. If you want to, the Yama Machzi could bring five of them of Chalas,
and five of them are kikin. And so, according to Shimon, then what did this person mean when he said, Omai mine mincha? What does this person mean to say, I want to bring mine mincha, which will medayik from this brice to mashma only one? It means to say, mincha, the east lay trei mine. It means they only meant to bring one mincha, but has two types of it. What's two types? They can bring rikikin and chalas. So really it's one mincha mafetana, which that mincha is one isorin, divided into 10 chalas, and 5 and 5. That's why the brice says the only meant one. It goes according to Rav Shimon. But Abu Rabbonim, according to Rabbonim Shita, the Yamad, they say no. Mach tzachalis, or mach tzachikin lo yovi, there's no such mincha. You have to bring the whole thing of a kikin, the whole thing of chalis. If so, then if a person says mine mincha, it could be he means two different types. Then maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minim. He has to bring two menachas from two different types. Therefore, there's no stira in the chanami. Would be medayik mine menachas means two. That's according to the Rabbonim. That is the last brice is mashmi, we say mina mincha. You only mean one. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that mina could be two different types in one mincha itself. Mincha's mafatanor could be chalas and mekikin. But then the Mishnah says, let's say a person says pirashti, ven yedei ma pirashti, yovi chamishta. Person says, harei alai mincha, and he says, at the time when I said it, I said which type of the five I want to bring. And now he forgot which one he meant. So he has to bring all five, and then Asafik has to bring all five. So Rosh says, Man Tan, who's the Tanner of this? Or Mir Yirmiyad, like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? The Rabbi Shimon goes according to Rabbi Shimon, goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Kivan Diyama, Machsa Chalas, or Machsa Kikin, Yavi, he also, if you want to bring a Minchas Mafa Tanner, you could bring 5 and 5. According to the kasha, we're saying now you only have a suffer to bring 5, no more. That's like the Rabbanan. If you said minchas mafetanor, you have to bring 10 of the same. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it could be when you made your neder, you said clearly you wanted to bring 6 chalis and 4 kikin, or 7 this, 3 that. Sechur should be much more in the suffix. So the Rami Sechur, our Mishnah goes not like Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be much more of a suffix. So as the Nami or else, Savlok Rabbi Yehuda, or else our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yomar, Kol Ha Menochois, Boyer Esa. All Menochois come 10. Ikala Svukei, Biarba Asara Menochois. If so, you can make a suffix in 14 type of Menochois you can have. Josh saying, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't have 5 and 5, it's 10. But still there should be 14 tzveikis. If you suffix, first of all, be arbas or wide. First of all, maybe meant the solus, maybe meant the minchas machavas, maybe meant the macheshes. That's gimel. Then, if he said a minchas maper, maper taner, the ikor, echot osa tzveikis, there are 11 tzveikis had to bring a maper taner. Dil makula chalas noder. Maybe meant to bring all 10 of them to be chalas. The shema maybe tisha chalas v'chad rokik. V'shema shmoyne chalos v'shnei rikikin. V'chein gerua lechalos v'suf lukikin. Ad shema kula rikikin. Skits you could have 11 sveikis here. That's a Yehuda, huh? And Yehuda says a bigger chedesh in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds you could bring 5 and 5. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could bring, it has to be 10, that's all. How many of them? It doesn't say what the proportion is. So according to them, there could be 14 sveikis. Our Mishnah doesn't go like these two mandiyamim. Our Mishnah says you only have 5, so we hold mafetaner is only 10 chalas. That's all. Abaye Rama, afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon. You hold the golden code of Shimon. Shaminu Rabbi Shimon diyamar ma'isi yomasni. You could bring it and you can make it tonight. Rashi says ma'isi shnei menachas chodesh shel esa chalas. The chodesh lesser kikin, the yom, the person said like this: Im kula chalas, I meant to say, I kula rikikin nadarti, is oisush in nadarti tel in nadorai, the achera should be nadava. And then he says, no, make it tonight any way I wanted to bring it. If I meant to say machzor shachalas or kikin nadarti, so take 5 and 5 out here, and the other ones are nadavis. So kids, that mishnah could also come out good. All you have to do is just bring 10 chalas and 10 rikikin. And you make it tonight and say whichever one you meant, out of these 20 challahs here, it should go for that type the way I meant. And the leftover should be nedava.
Yeah.
The Yama Maisi Masni, the Tani, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lemochros, the next day, is maybe Hashem of Luga, Imai. Rashi says, go to Sefta, the Nazirus Katani law. Me show you something, the summer was a Sophic Nazir, Tomei. The Sophic Tor. Or else Sophic Mitzera Muchlak, Tomei, Sophic Tor. Is it guys the Sophic, what he was, whether he was a Nazir Tomei, or Mitzera Tomei, Sayichu of the Kotchi, Macha Samach Yem. He could eat Kotchi after 60 days.
Yeah. And on this one, Rabbi Shimon Aymel, a Mocher, a Shayem, Shishim, El Yashamai. After the 60th day, he has to bring a Korban Hashem. The Tanya of Shimon Oimer, Lamochros, after these 60 days, maybe I'd let him bring a Korban Hashem, Veluga and the Luke Shema with him, Imai. V'yayim, let him say and let him say like this, Imetzeruhu, if he was really a Metzeru, then the Hashemai, this should be the Hashem for Metzeru, V'zeluga, this is the Luke Shema for the Metzeru. V'yim Lav, let's say he was not a Metzeru, he was not really Tomei, then Oshim Zeye Shalmin Adava. This Korban Oshim should be a Shlomim, that's all. He can make the Oshim on a Tanai. Let it be a Shlomim. For Yoisei Oshim, now what do we do with this Oshim? It's a Sophic now, whether it's a Korban Oshim or Korban Shlomim. So what do we do? So Yoisei Oshim is Toyin Shchita B'Tzofen. For Chumma, you have to be known like it's Kodesh Kedoshim. You have to make the Shchita on Tzofen, on the north side of the Azara. Or Matin Bohenis, you have to make the Matono with the hands of the Kayin on the four Zrikis, like you do for Noshim. Usmicha, you have to have a Smicha also. On the Sochim, Utnufa Chazav Shaik. Rashi says, Kechayim Shlomim. These things you do like a Shlomim. Or Matin Bohenis means, Rashi says, Kedin Oshim Mitzera. Matin Bohenis means you make the Zrikis Dam on the hands of the Mitzera. Kids, with this carbon, you do all the chumras. What's supposed to be done for Oshem, and also what's supposed to be done for Shlomim, that you make a smicha on the sachem atun chazav shayk. Now, when you eat this, for nechol zikr kuna, you have to have a chumra of kodesh kadosh like an Oshem. Only a zachar kuna can eat it, not in the keva. And also liyayim v'layla, you only eat it one day and one night, not like a Shlomim can eat for 2 days. The yafa gav to call mafrik amar. Beshritat kachim. Asher v'yafagad the yomam mar shchitas kachim perikol azvachim shesarvu b'chatas amesis. A couple on this Rabbi Shimon Shita that he also can make a noshim on a tanai. So Chur was saying the same thing also. These chalas, these 10 chalas and 10 rikikim, bring them on a tanai. Now v'yafagad to come a parik. Even though we learned Rashi says it means we learned in the Gemara's azvachim that. Bishchitas kachim. They were learned in the Gemara and Zvachim that aim of the Yom Rabbi Shimon Maisi Yomasni. When did Shimon say this? Lechetchila letkuni gavra. When did Rabbi Shimon say he could do this Eitza to bring something on a Sofik and make Tanoim, whether it's an Oshim, whether it's a Shlomim, only to save a person, letkuni gavra, this person. He's a Sofik Mitzvah, will never eat kachim if he can't bring a carbon. So to fix up the person will make him. Avo biyalma. But if it's not a problem where the person should be tummy, we should be a mitzvah. Like in our case, it's only a sophic what type of a nether he made. But he's not going to remain a tummy. However, the yalmo, then Reb Shimon holds the yevet in. But the yevet, if you bring such a korban on it tonight, then we'll let you get away with it. But lechatchila, we don't let you do it. So the chur is still a kasha. According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't stim al mishta then. There should still be like 11 or 14 sveikas. You can't tell me just bring 10 chalos and 10 rikikin and make a tanai. Whichever way you are manader, that's how many of these are for my neder and the rest are for my nedova. And Shimon says that's only an 8 to 1 year stock. But the Yam Rashi says, going hosam bizvochim to marry biyoshim shnesabu bishlomim. And Shimon hosam kulim yachu kremishabim. Kulim nechom yam valaylak yoshim. But stamazo you don't say it. It's only b'diyev not machatchila. Samar says no. Hani mili, when does Rabbi Shimon say it's only b'diyev and not lechatchila? Gabi shlomim. Only by a problem we're making a korban oshim into a shlomim. When you're making a tanai between these two kabbonis. There lechatchila we don't want you. Why? To come a mayit b'achilosan. You take it away from the time of eating it. Like on the tzara to shlomim, you'll let it eat it for 2 days. Now that it's sophic and oshim,
if he left it over after the first night, he has to burn it. So you have to be afraid, really, it's an ashlamim, you don't have to burn it. It's possible you'll bring this korban shlamim to be burnt when it's not supposed to. That's why, lechatchila, we don't want to bring this korban ashram with the shlamim on the tanai. Because we're afraid, even though lechumra, you can eat it in one day, but what's going to be if the kohen didn't eat it the first day and the first night? It's left over. So now you're going to have to burn it min hasafik. But it's only hasafik, maybe really shlamim. That's called, you bring in kachin lepeis hapsul. There, lechatchila, b'shimin says, do not do this. Avu menachas, but in our case over here, when the person made a neder to bring a minchas mafatana, and at that time he said exactly how he wants it, whether seven chalas and three rikikim, and later he forgot, so he doesn't know how to bring now. So Shimon says a good eitzah, let him bring 20 now, 10 and 10, and I'll make it tonight. Whichever amount I meant for my neder, that's what should be for the neder, and that should be for the dava. Avu menachas, afu lechatchila, even lechatchila could do it. Because there's no base up soul. All monachas have the same halacha. Kneaded one day. So therefore, there'd be no base up soul here. See, it could be our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. And that's the Eitzah to make it tonight. Omele Reb Papa Labaz, Papa says back to Abayo. Reb Shimon, the according to Reb Shimon, it says, Mach tzachalas amach tzarkikin yovi. If you want, when you said your minchas ma'apatana, you could bring five chalas. And five rikikin, you could. Hokomaisi isorin echod mishnei isorin v'lug echod mishnei lugim. You bring in what? An isorin echod from two isorin, and a one lug from shnei lugim. So Rashi explains like the question is hokomaisi hashti isorin mizeh oktsas umizeh ktsas v'komarev shtei menachos bad yadodi v'yiyo loy noder elechodem mincho. His neder was to bring one isorin and from one and bring one lug and divide this up into 10 chalas. It means 5 chalas, 5 rikikin. But it's not what he's doing now. What he's doing now is bringing 2 different isorinus. 5 from this, 5 from that. So kula kashru, that's not the way he made a neder. So why can it be yotzer with this tanai? Samar says, yes. I'll tell you, Shamin and Lele Rab Shim, we hear from Rab Shim in the yom that he holds. That even though you made a neder to bring a minchas maper of 5 chalas and 5 rikikim, still he holds im hevi isarin echod mishnei esreinus. If you bring this one isarin, means 5 and 5 from 2 different esreinus, the lugach, and you bring this one lug of shemen mishnei lugim from 2 lugim, yotza, you're also yotza. So even though you made a neder to bring it one type, but still if you bring it from 2 different, still you yotza. Therefore, it's good here the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Shemin le Rabbi Shimon, the Yomar, Hamevi mincha vehevi shnei esreinim, o shnei lugim vi Yomar, chetzev shol zeh vechetzev shol zeh lechevosi, v'yashar nadov v'yotza. Rashi says, lo yisparish lon hech, he doesn't know where we learned this way. Vakol ponim, the Mor says, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, therefore it's not a kasha to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Mor still has the question though, but the if you make this tonight, and you're bringing these 10 chalas and 10 rikikim, heichi komets. Furthermore, mikmots heichi komets. How do you make a kmitza over here? Rashi says, mikmots heichi komets liyoyse mincha shumitzdar shnei menachas leminchas achas. Like you're taking 2 different menachas, 10 chalas, 10 rikikim, you're mixing them together. But how do you make a kmitza? Samora says, the mas niviyom makes it tonight. It sounds like this. I chalas lechudayu. If I meant to make 10 chalas or a kikun lechudayu, then a 10 kikun is a different nedavam. Amri to call kemitzna michalas levi chalas. After I make one kemitzah out of the chalas, that should be for the chalas. That's one mincha. And to call kemitzna rikikun. After I make another kemitzah for the rikikun levi rikikun, that should be for the mincha by itself or the rikikun. Because if his first neder was 10 chalas or else 10 rikikun. So now that he's bringing 10 and 10, it's like 2 separate menachas. So the kmitza on one is for one, the kmitza on the other is for the other. That's poshet. But I machtza rikikin, or machtza chalas amrin, but if he meant first to bring his machvas, his mincha, 5 and 5, that's like this. They're called kmitza michalas. That's I'm making a kmitza on chalas. Lehevi, this one kmitza could be a machtza chalas or machtza rikikin. this one kmitzna could be for five chalas, that's a five kikin. It's not worse than if you bring a minchas mafatana from one yisor in a flower, and you divide it up, and five of them is rikikin, and five of them is chalas. Avad, you only have to make one kmitza from one for everything. Here also, you make a kmitza on a chala, and you say, on the tzad to say, you had in mind at the beginning to make five and five, so this kmitza on the chala helps for the rikikin also. Or they're called kmitza rikikin, and then later you make the kmitza from the rikikin, levi amachs rikikin amachs chalas. That should be like for your second minchi to bring in the nadova now, which this nadova is made out of five rikikin and five chalas. There also, the one kmitza you make on a rikikin should work for the whole mincha. Therefore, there's not a problem how you make the kmitza. You make one kmitza from either the chalam or the rikikin, and that one kmitza helps the monashach for the whole mincha you meant to bring, for your nedava, and for your neder. For the more still, v'oboi mikmatz chad kmitz michalis u'merikikin. Therefore, you have to make one kmitza from chalas and from rikikin. The kokomets michalas are rikikin, and you're not doing that way. You're making a kmitza from the chalas for the rikikin, or rikikin a chalas. Rashi says, "Voboy mikmet the chod mincha shel chalas rikikin omar." And the tzata says, "His first neder was to bring my mincha out of five chalas and five rikikin." And so, voboy yisui chalas rikikin, or the first son clear. Then he has to chop them up. The likmas mishneim. He has to take like one kmitza mixture of both of them. And he's not doing that here. He's only making a kmitza of one. So, chorasul asakash, how is the kmitza good? So, Gemara says, yes, nafkuvav, the Gemara says that, shamin lele rabbi shimu, he has still from shimu the yomar, im kamas v'yola b'yodim yechra, shneim yotza, that if you made a kmitza only in one on the chalas, that's also good. Even though maybe the chetchiv, you're supposed to make the kmitza from both, but with the evidence, if you made the kmitza on one, it helps for the whole mincha. So the kid says, it's possible to make this tonight, to bring these 10 chalas and 10 rikikin, and make it tonight and say, whichever type of a ned that you meant to say at the beginning, take it out of these 20 here. Left it portionally, whichever way you wanted to. And the leftovers should be the teres and the dova. And the kmitza enachnami, yotza with the kmitza b'dieved, make it one kmitza on a chala, and one kmitza on a rikikin, and the monashach yotza kmitza for both for your neder, and for Yinadova. All right, we'll stop here.